Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 19th year. I'm Frank Legato, editor of Global Gaming Business. Today, we feature gaming supplier AGS and the head of the newest division of that company, Zoe Ebling.
This podcast is sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the premier affiliate marketing site that delivers quality players to your online casino, sportsbook, or poker room with transparency and integrity.
Our guest today is Zoe Ebling, Vice President of Interactive for AGS. She joined the company nearly a year ago, and in August, she took over a digital division in charge of extending the AGS brand online. Thanks for being on the podcast today, Zoe.
Thanks so much. Great to meet with you.
Now, yours is the newest division of AGS, and seeing as how you came on in August, I would imagine team building was one of your first priorities. Tell us how you built your team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't take credit for building the interactive team. That credit goes to David Lopez. And I think he did a really great job of identifying interactive as a segment that was going to help AGS in the future. So he has patiently, been scouting the field to make sure that we have the right talent. And that's a really important distinguishing fact with AGS. Is that we were patient and waited to make sure that we had the right people in the right seats. And the picture that I always like to paint is if you've ever seen the movie 300, and there's that scene where all the warriors have their shields knitted together, and that's really what we've been able to accomplish. So the interactive division is a small division that's part of AGS, but we've been able to make a really great impact because we prioritize talent and we've prioritized creating operations that allow us to be really nimble, move swiftly, and take market share from some of our big competitors. So I always say that I'm the hype woman, right? In that image, I'm the person beating the drum in the back and making sure that everybody's going to the right tempo, which is something that I'm very good at. But we have teams that are all over the world, and we've been able to get aligned really quickly because we have just, I think it's mostly that operational piece and a lot of transparency and recognition within the team to get things done quickly.
Oh, do you have a separate studio dedicated to interactive games? If so, tell us about the in-house talent you have.
Yeah, and that's a shout out that I'll give to Sigmund Lee. If you're familiar with him, he's the CTO. And he really, prioritized that within AGS, saying, look, online is different than land, and let's make sure that we've got people who know how to build online games, right? That's making sure games in portrait, making sure it's a UI that someone can play with one hand, as well as making sure that we have math that's suitable for an online player. So we've got Brant Frazee, who's an incredible, genius and has a tenure of building games in the online space, along with a lot of other really talented developers that have created our online studio. And I think what you can see from a lot of the content that we've come out with, predominantly prior to this new team being in place, we were really just porting land games into online. Mm-hmm. Now we have created our first steppers. We have some interactive first games. We have some other innovative things that are coming out. And that's just because we have this dedicated focus to creating games that are going to resonate within the space.
Mm-hmm. Now, I imagine that the best games to port from land-based are the top earners, and we've seen that top earners in land usually do well online. What games do you have that have excelled in both?
Definitely, Capital Gains is one of our leading games that we have online. I think what's excelled in both would have to be Rake and Bacon. That theme has just done well for AGS. Corn Squealius, everyone loves the pig. Mm-hmm. And we see that resonate on both sides of the business. But then even looking at titles like Mega Diamond, which is the first online stepper that we came out with, but also part of, some of the steppers that AGS has brought out more recently. And we've seen some great performance from that on both sides of the business as well. So yeah, we do have create synergies within the departments. And one of the things that I think is really great about AGS is that we are big to the sense that we have resources, but we're also not too big to the sense that we still can communicate and talk with the different departments. And we align really well with the land side to make sure that we are bringing those titles to online.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have online games that have landed high on the Eilers Fantini list?
Good question. Yes, indeed. We, you know, Capital Gains has been on there, the report, for a very long time. That's a title that resonates in the market. And, you know, if you ever want to hear my rant and philosophy on why I think that is, we can grab a beer at one of the shows. but I think outside of that, what we've seen Tiki Fortunes, which is a title of ours that landed earlier. It has persistence, and that's another popular land feature that we've been able to bring online. And then Mega Diamond has really been hot the last few months. That was one of the first games from our new studio that had what I mentioned, the new UI and some of those new features. And then we've just seen from that family, Gold Inferno, 8X Crystal Bells. And what you're really seeing from AGS in the past couple of months is that this new content from our new studio is resonating with players. It is building a revenue for our partners in a really meaningful way, and our hit frequency is going up. And that's just goes back to that testament of creating that in-house studio, making sure that we have great talent and that we're producing good games.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've mentioned interactive as a startup business sort of for AGS. How is it different from competitors?
I love this question, and I think here is another perfect example of where AGS is being really strategic. And what you can see here is AGS lets Interactive operate outside of its normal business principles. And I think if you compare us to some of our competitors, they generally try to stick online in the same bucket as land. And the example that I always come back to, because I am based out of Phoenix and we have the Waymo, the self-driving cars. Like, we wouldn't have self-driving cars if we continued to build cars in the same way that we always had, right? We had to try something different. And that's what AGS does. They make sure that we're making good decisions. They trust us in that sense, but they understand that the online business is a different business, right? A lot of the processes in land are built around, like, you know, you've seen the cabinets. You ever opened one up and seen what's inside, right? There's a long development process there for a reason, and it works for them. And so that's what they use. But they understand that, hey, you have a faster turnaround. Let's let you move with speed. Let us pivot and, you know, be really competitive and be nimble and innovate in different ways, because it is a different business. And so because of that, that's where we've really seen that speed of our new game studio hasn't been in place for a very long time, but we've been able to move at record pace and make an impact very quickly because we've been able to lead in this, you know, sort of startup mentality. And that's been a strength that's really worked well for us.
Great. Now, how do you use data that you're getting from your new operation to work with operators online to achieve success?
That's a good question. I think, again, another differentiator between land and online, right? Land, it's harder to get the data. Not everybody has a player card. The data is just not as well organized. But when you're in an online front, right? Making sure, of course, everything's GDPR compliant, but we can leverage data in a more meaningful way. And that's what we do at AGS. You know, the goal for me is not just to make games, but to provide value. And so what we did early on was we created sets of reports that our account management team could use to help our operators make the right decisions about the games. And what I mean by that is, like, sometimes we find ourselves in different scenarios. Sometimes we have partners that are really small that don't have access to the data because of the the third parties that they're a part of haven't prioritized that to them. We also have others that just don't have time to look into the data. And so what we do is we, you know, have created these reports so that we can really look at key metrics. So we can obviously tell when a game comes right out of the gate and it has, you know, a ton of players and we're seeing lots of turnover. Like there are really popular metrics that everyone is familiar with, but there are also other metrics that identify certain things, right? So we're looking at things like spins per unique, like how many times is someone actually spinning this game in a session? There's, you know, certain identifiers that we've been able to use that say, hey, this game is attracting a more high value player. And so we're collecting all this information, we're making it easy and digestible, and we're making recommendations. So, you know, perhaps an operator has one game that's higher up on their homepage than another, and we are looking at the data and saying, you know what, you would actually be generating more money if you switch those titles. But I'm going to do one more. And once you switch it, I'm going to tell you what the impact was. So had you continued to keep that old game in that tile, this is where your money would have been. But because you were able to do this, here's the impact. And so because we lead in this way, we're really providing an extra set of value that allows our operators to trust, you know, what we're recommending. And we also are the first to say if it's not working too. And what that also does is it allows us to understand what's driving revenue for our partners in a more meaningful way. What I want to have is I want to have a tool belt that's really wide, like we mentioned, and that's got a lot of tools in it. Like we mentioned the stepper games, right? So we're creating additional verticals within even casino. But I can say to someone, hey, I'm noticing that your player base has more of an affinity for this stepper style of game. I'm going to prioritize a custom roadmap for you that's more meaningful to your players. We can do that because we look at data.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, do you have anything coming up on the product side that you're excited about?
Yeah, so I touched on how we've got, we're iterating within the casino space. And I think like what's important about that for us is, you know, we're still porting games that are going to be really popular. We're still bringing our great land content. We are looking at the steppers, but we're also iterating within the stepper category. So there's some fun things that we've got coming out that are a little bit different, a different take on steppers that you'll see come from us. We have some other innovative, softer style casino games that we've seen in the online space that we know will do well. We've got our table content, which is, you know, AGS is really well poised to make a splash and an impact on the table side, including Bonus Spin Extreme, which is a land progressive product. We'll have an online version. We're going to be the first to do that. And then we've got some really innovative things on the progressive front. So just building that tool belt, we made sure we had the right people that could make sure we were got the right tools. And now we're expanding and leveraging that data to ensure that no matter what your site is, right? If your site has players coming in that are playing tables versus casino, we're going to have a product that'll help you build top line.
Okay. Just as in a follow-up, are you going to have live dealer games with the AGS table games?
That isn't something that we have in the near term plans. Mm-hmm. But that is something that's on our radar. So, mm-hmm. Nothing that you'll see in the next year or this year, but,
right.
It's definitely one of those tools that we know is popular within the casino.
Okay. Finally, what do you see as the strongest trends in your side of the business?
So trends, I think, what are we seeing? We're seeing a lot more content. So, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, everyone was releasing 1 to 2 games in the market. Now we're seeing 3 to 4 or even more. And that's an influx of, you know, some of our competitors that have bought some smaller studios. And so now they're just releasing more content. We've seen our you know, a lot of studios from Europe that are wanting to get into the US market that have been had that in process for a while and are finally coming in. So I think we're going to see a lot more content, which, you know, is good in the sense that we may see some great competition and we may see some innovation. And I think I always have caution with that as well, because we want to make sure that we're not exhausting the player and that, you know, a lot of these studios are using third-party developers. And there isn't the commitment to quality that we've prioritized at AGS. And so I think that's where I offer caution with some of the new content. We want to make sure that the games that are good are being able to reach players in a meaningful way. Again, from that revenue perspective, from a casino base, you don't want to burn out your players. So I think that's going to be important. It's going to shape things. We're, you know, the fact that we've just had online casino for much longer, we're seeing a little bit more mature player come about and, you know, tending to come to different bonus features or things. And these are all trends that we've seen from European markets, right? We can see how market maturity impacts what style of games players are attracted to. But I also think we're seeing a lot of stuff with progressives. We're seeing innovation within, you know, iOS, game flexibility. Everyone always talks about that Netflix model, right? You want to have recommended content. And what you really need in order to execute and do that well is a product that's built where it can be flexible and you can choose your RTP and you can, you know, adjust your bets and all of these things that are, you know, crucial to being able to offer that full customizable solution. So, those are some things. I think promo tools will also come about as well, just as the market matures. But yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, congratulations on getting this interactive division up and running so quickly. And Zoe Ebling, thank you very much for being on the podcast today. And good luck with your new business.
Thank you so much.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by iGaming Player, the premier affiliate marketing site that delivers quality players to your online casino, sportsbook, or poker room with transparency and integrity. To learn more about the topics we just discussed, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.